Welcome to C-Suite Radio.
Idly, hey!
Welcome to another episode of The Brett Allen Show.
Prepare to be astonished!
A pop culture podcast. Join Brett weekly as he interviews your favorite celebrities from film, television,
I'm back in business, baby!
Comedy, and much more.
Inconceivable!
Plus, you never know who will stop by.
Dude, we are so gonna party!
Now, here is your host, Brett Allen.
It's another special edition of the Brett Allen Show, a pop culture podcast. And today we are talking more Bel Air, streaming on Peacock currently. We had Jordan L. Jones last week, who played the iconic Jazz. And now we have Adrian Holmes, who plays the patriarch of this entire family, Philip Banks. Adrian, thank you for your time today.
Pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yes. Well, this is huge. This show has been out now for a little while. I know you've been doing a ton of press, and the response to this has just been phenomenal. People, fans, old, new, everybody in between just love the show. How does it feel to have this done and complete for the entire world to enjoy and appreciate?
It feels wonderful. Really does. You know, we've all worked so hard, and it's a labor of love. To be able to sit back now and enjoy just how well received it's been. It's a blessing. It really, really is. And this is exactly what we had hoped for, you know, when going into this, because we're all extreme fans of the original show ourselves. So we wanted it to be we wanted it to be a hit for everyone, including us, you know, because we love the show. So we didn't want to be disappointed either. So yeah, we're just so grateful for how it all came together. And yeah, it's a real blessing.
Yes, it is. I mean, and it's so good. And the fact that they were able to take such an iconic world and universe and recreate it into something that's very dramatic. It's interesting because when you think about the story just in a very visceral level, I mean, it seems very dramatic. You know what I'm saying? Like what would happen to an individual and sort of the consequences being what they are. And it's just great. You do a fantastic job. Now, of course, you know, we have the original and you all have embodied these characters in a much different way. What was your process, Adrian, into this character? Because I'm certain you probably don't want to do like a copycat or an impression, but you've really taken this role and made it your own. How did you kind of go, okay, this is how I'm going to attack this particular character?
Good question. Well, I mean, going into it, obviously there's huge pressure. I did not want to take that pressure on at all because I would be setting James Avery as done. I just took it upon myself to just be me and just be authentic and connect with it the best way that I could and, you know, create my own shoes and not feel the pressure of having to fill his, you know, and I just approached it as a tribute to him as well, just to give back to his greatness. So I just had fun. I just wanted to just enjoy the process and just find the layers within myself that really contributed to the role. Philip Banks is he's a very calculated individual. He's he's running for politics and DA, and so he has to really think, you know, he has to play chess, you know, with his life and not just just doing things without thought. So he stillness, finding stillness and having clarity in that really helped me in this process, and just actively listening to everyone around me also really helped, bring him, just create, you know, hit this character. When I auditioned, I really connected with the energy and vibe. I got it, you know, from jump, and really helped the process. I mean, the writing was so good. Shout out to all the writers and Rashid and TJ and Morgan Cooper, the creator. They really put it together so well, so in a way that we understood the assignment right off the bat. We were able to really be in alignment with the project. But yeah, I just, again, just going into it, it was very surreal to start with. And I didn't even think that I was going to get a kick at the can at this thing, you know, but just so grateful that it all worked out. And what I brought to it, they said right off the bat, they said, oh, when you read, we knew that you were the guy. And I was just like, what? Are you kidding me? But I just had fun, and I just trusted myself. That's the thing too, is just to trust yourself and your own instincts and your own, just the interpretation. So yeah, and it all came together. We're enjoying every minute of it.
You know, it's interesting. A couple things that you mentioned about the character Philip being in politics and making those calculated decisions. I think that's one of the things that I like about this out of many, is that we really get to see a different side of Uncle Phil and really the decisions that he makes, even bringing Will into his home and all of these different things and the trouble, so to speak, that may have followed him or will follow him eventually to where he's at. It's a very tough decision to be in, you know, because you're making big choices. And I think in the sitcom version, we got a little bit of that. Obviously, there were a lot of dramatic moments in that. It's really hard to compare the two because you guys just really take it and make it your own. Mm-hmm. And it's great. Here's to hopefully a season two, because I know a lot of people. And it's also a testimony to the fact that you can create something, content that went from a couple years ago to like a viral video concept to now it's on national television, which is crazy. You know what I mean? So that's motivating to content creators out there too, that really everybody to a point has a shot at this, you know,
because absolutely.
Here we are, you know, it's crazy.
We got a platform here with YouTube, you know, you got an idea, you got a camera, get out there with your buddies and just shoot something. And if you believe in it, you know, you just never know.
Yeah, it's unbelievable, the fact that...
And just to answer your question, we do have a season two. We had a two-season order right off the bat, so we're going to be back.
So you do. That's great. One last question here I want to ask. I like to ask all my guests and talented actors. I see you guys as storytellers. I think you are, outside of acting and the business side of thing, you're a storyteller. What was it about this world that made you decide that you wanted to be a storyteller? What was it that sort of lit the fire in you to pursue this industry and to become an actor?
Oh man, for me, it was just liberating. It was just, you know, I started out in musical theater. So just getting up on stage in front of an audience and getting to play characters and get away with things that I wouldn't normally get away with in my everyday life. You know, I'd get arrested or whatnot, depending on the role I'm playing. But I just love that whole aspect. And just, it's such a powerful medium. It's, you know, you have the ability to inspire and help people to aspire to be better. I just loved that and started out as a hobby and thought, well, hey, you know, let me continue down this road and see if I can make a living at it. And, you know, the rest is history. And here we are, you know, sitting here on this iconic, nostalgic, remixed TV series. I'm just beside myself all the time and just grateful to God that this all worked out. I made the right choice. So,
yes, you know. I think it's safe to say it has worked out for you. And I was reading, too, a couple articles that some of the original cast, I think Daphne Maxwell Reed and another or two might be coming and making guest appearances. We had Daphne on a couple years ago when this whole pandemic thing started, and we talked about the iconicness of the show and how her introduction into the world came. And it's exciting. I mean, it's been well received by everybody. Obviously, Will Smith had a huge hand in this whole thing. And of course, I know other former cast members or the OG cast have sort of had a lot to say about it. Mm-hmm. I saw on Instagram you guys just did an episode of Family Feud. That's crazy. How fun was that?
Oh man, that was unbelievable. I would go back to Family Feud every week. Let's put it that way. I had a ball. It was. I mean, that's a huge part of my family. You know, my mom and my brothers. We would always watch Family Feud. We actually have the board game at home. Whenever we're all together, we'll play. So it was very. It was just very nostalgic and just special. It was a very, very special moment. And when you're up there, you know, with all the lights and stuff, you know, sometimes it could be a little, you know, the pressure's on you to get those questions right. And sometimes there's a glitch in the matrix and you're like, what did I even hear the question? But nice. You know, we did well and we had fun. We went up against the Saved by the Bell reboot. It was a great time.
Love
it. Go back. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, excited for season two, of course. Bel Air, be sure to watch it, everybody, on Peacock. It's streaming. And of course, Adrian Holmes playing Phil Banks. And just a great, great world that you all have created all together. Adrian, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it.
You're more than welcome. Thank you so much for having me.
That brings today's show to a close.
Goodly do.
Thanks for stopping by. If you enjoyed the episode, feel free to share it with a friend and subscribe. It's absolutely free. The views and opinions of the guests do not necessarily reflect those of the host.
Autobots, roll out.
Go home.